rewards of evil came upon them. In the book of Numbers chapter 21, it says like this. And the people spoke and complained against God and Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? Notice now, they are complaining. And the complaints is against God and Moses. And then the scripture says that then they declare with their own mouth that you brought us here to die. Notice how they call upon the spirit of death. Where do you find the spirit of death? It's always when we rebel, when we are discouraged from doing the right thing, when we are not doing the right thing, or when we are not willing, when our hearts are downcasted, when we feel like doing things that pertains to the will of God, it's boring. We want to do our thing. When the woman ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, the Bible says that the day you eat of it, you shall surely enter in the covenant with death. You shall surely die. When will you die? Die when you eat, when you rebel, when you fulfill the action. So what happened? The people spoke and complained against God and Moses. How could they complain against God who brought them out of Egypt? He did all the miracles to bring them where they are. It was a sign that he was on their side. It was a sign that he loved them. It was a sign that he did all what he can do to deliver them from an evil nation that was limiting them, killing them, and pushing stones on them so that they may drown in a life of poverty, in a life of bad luck. But here they are complaining against God and saying he brought them to die in the wilderness. Where did they get all this idea, die? Well, every time they were discouraged, discouragement means they were not able to do, they were not willing, they were not passionate. They didn't have a generous heart in the things that they were told to do by God. That became a complaint, from discouragement to complaining. And they started to complain, and the scripture says in Numbers chapter 21 verse 6, so the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they beat the people, and many of the people of Israel died. So literally their tongue, their discouragement, because it came as a temptation by Satan, and they started to complain, first discourage, complain, then they literally reflected the satanic powers in within them. They reflected the nature of Satan, and the nature of Satan started to kill them from the inside. Kill them and destroy them from the inside. So the serpent that was outside, because they were convinced, and they are convinced, and they are doing what he wants them to do, then he was in the inside of them, in the inner being of them. So from the inside they became self-destructive, and their nature started to hit an algorithm, or I'd rather call it a law of attraction, that attracted serpentic behaviors, that attracted serpents to come to them, serpents to haunt them. And God says, now I send serpents to you. You are allowed to submit to the serpentic system. Now in the serpentic system, they are selling you cigarettes that are killing you. They are selling you pharmaceutical drugs that are poisonous to your body. They are selling you things and products that are not good. They are literally selling you things that are keeping you in a state of slavery and die quicker. Why? Because the ones you are attracting towards you, now they are serpents. They are with evil intentions, and they are literally. And God says now, yeah, the scripture says unto us like this. Exodus chapter 17, verse 9 to 12 says, and Moses said to Joshua, choose some of the men to go out to fight the Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. So Joshua did so as Moses said to him, and he fought the Amalek, and Moses and Aaron and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And so it was, when Moses held up his hand, Israel prevailed. And when Moses let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. Now, and Moses held up his hand, and they became heavy. So they took the stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. And Aaron And Hugh supported his hands on one side and the other side, and on the other side and on the other side. And the hands were steady. Moses' hands were steady until the going down of the sun. They helped him to hold up his hands. Who was Moses? Moses was the five books of Moses. Moses was the written book of five books of Moses, because he wrote them down to bring them as commandments to the children of Israel. The book of Genesis, the book of Numbers, the book of Exodus, the book of Leviticus, the book of Deuteronomy. Those are five books. And when Moses held up his hands, he was holding up the commandments of God. And when his hands were kept held up, Israel won. They won against the Amalek. Now, what was the Amalek? The Amalek was a nation. It was a brazing nation that whenever it attacked Israel when they were weak, in their weak point, in the area of discouragement and complaint. So the spirit of Amalek, the nation of Amalek, attacked Israel whenever they were discouraged, not willing to do the will of God, whenever they were disappointed, cast down in their hearts and frustrated concerning the things of God. So complaints came in, and the Amalek came in also to win the war. The word Amalek comes out of the word called Shafek in Hebrew. The word Shafek means, the word Shafek means doubt or unbelief. So whenever the Amalek attacked, it was like the Shafek and the doubt was attacking them. Why? Because they were discouraged, and discouragement produced complaints, and complaints produced serpents and demonic snakes to come to bite them. I'm going to finish with this. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 says, "So the book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. You shall always speak faith out of your mouth. You shall always declare the word of God, and you shall meditate on it night and day, that you observe to do according to all that is written in the word of God. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have a good success." Let me finish my message by saying this. I pray that whoever is listening to me right now, I declare by the power and the anointing of God, you're not going to stay the same. You'll be a person who declares the word of God. Speak it because you hear it all the time. The reflection of your tongue becomes the creative ability of speech, an oracle of God. Why? Because you're receiving the word of God through your ears. That's why you have two ears and you have one mouth. Listen a lot to the word of God. Two eyes, see and see the things of God, so that the mouth may reflect the oracle and the speech of God. So I speak that you are speaking the word of God. Cut out the negativity. Cut out the negative energies from your house. And begin to surround yourself with the blessing of Hashem, the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Adam, the God of Enoch, the God of Noah, the God of Samuel, the God of King David, the God of Father God, I pray in that name of the messianic powers that doesn't cease from doing good to us. And I pray that we shall tap into the energies, that there is no witchcraft. We understand that whatever we doeth, when we do good, good follows and good comes upon us. When we do evil and speak evil, evil follows and evil comes upon us. So we pray, keep us away from temptation and powers of darkness, and let your people speak the word of life. Use the word of God to fight against the enemy's plans and schemes. In the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach, we pray. Somebody's hallelujah and say, amen.